Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Indonesia would like to thank the delegation of Palau for their comprehensive national report and constructive engagement in the UPR process. We acknowledge that the report was prepared through inclusive process with the participation of the National Human Rights Working Group and the Human Rights Reporting Committee. Indonesia commends effort taken by the government of Palau in strengthening the promotion and protection of human rights through the establishment of Ombudsman Office and the signing of the Core Human Rights Treaties in 2011, as well as the ratification of the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. Mr. Vice President, while recognizing the efforts taken by the Ministry of State and the Minister of Community and Cultural Affairs to establish a national human rights institution in Palau, we recommend that the government of Palau continue its effort to establish the national human rights institution in line with the Paris Principle and with full participation of the civil society. We believe that the establishment of national human rights institution will further strengthen the promotion and protection of human rights in the country. Furthermore, Indonesia is of the view that measures can be taken to ensure the full implementation of migrant rights and strengthen efforts to combat torture and other cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment or punishment in Palau. In this regard, Indonesia recommends that the government of Palau consider to ratify the International Convention on the Protection of the Rights of All Migrant Workers and Members of Their Families and the Convention Against Torture and Other Cruel, Inhuman, or Degrading Treatment or Punishment. Mr. Vice President, to conclude, as one of Palau's neighboring countries, Indonesia would like to offer its best wishes to the government and people of Palau in their future endeavors toward the promotion and protection of human rights at all levels.